Hello, you are listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Thursday, June 23rd. Bloodborne Pathogens and Ethics, a specialized workshop, will be held Friday, June 24th at TAMU's University Success Center, Room 101. Anyone who participates can earn 6 continuing education units. The workshop is presented by the university's Office of Student Counseling and Health Services and Office of Continuing Education. It will be led by Dr. Gilberto Salinas, Director of the TAMU Student Counseling, Disabilities, and Health Center, and Elizabeth Dodier, RN and Associate Director of Student Health Services. Ethics will take place from 8:30 a.m. until noon, followed by a lunch break. Bloodborne pathogens will be presented from 1:30 to 5 p.m. Intended audiences include LCDC, social workers or LPC individuals seeking recertification, or anyone with an interest in the topics. For more information, contact Kimberly Martin del Campo at 956-326-2765, email kimberly.mc@tamu.edu, or go online at tamu.edu/binationalcenter. Fall at TAMU is coming, and new students and first-time freshmen are reminded of mandatory participation in the new student orientation, Dusty Camp, scheduled Thursday and Friday, June 30th through June 1st. The Dusty Camp experience focuses on giving students information that sets the stage for a timely and purposeful transition to university life. It's a required overnight program for all first-time entering TAMU freshmen and designed to give them the necessary tools to be successful as they begin their TAMU studies. Additional Dusty Camps are scheduled for July 14th through 15th, August 4th through 5th, and August 15th through the 16th. The Dusty Camp experience is also available as an option to TAMU parents, with parents and family orientation scheduled June 30th, July 14th, and August 14th and the 15th. It provides an excellent opportunity for parents to connect with both university administrators and other parents and learn about TAMU's various support programs and services available to all TAMU students. Online registration is available at tamu.edu/studentaffairs/newstudent. With the Latino community expecting to double in size over the next 40 years, the Latino Leadership Initiative was developed by the Center for Public Leadership at the Harvard Kennedy School to support the rising generation of Latino leaders. 6 students from TAMU have been chosen in a highly selective application process to take part in the second collaborative LLI class convening in Cambridge, Massachusetts, next week for a week-long program. Miriam Abrego, Marcos Dimas, Joel Jurado, Connie Lerma, Lara Mendez, and Carlos Pacheco will join other rising seniors from Loyola Marymount University, Los Angeles, University of California, Merced, the University of Houston, the University of Massachusetts, Boston, the University of Texas, Pan American, and Miami-Dade College in the LLI class. The TAMU students will participate in classroom sessions on negotiation, organizing, public narrative, emotional intelligence, and public speaking. Throughout the academic year, LLI participants will continue their leadership development through regular teleconferences hosted by the CPL. In addition, students from the 7 participating universities will work in partnership to design a community service project to be implemented in collaboration with faculty and administration at their home campuses and local communities. For more information about LLI, visit centerforpublicleadership.org. For additional information on these stories, go to tamu.edu. For calendar items, visit tamu.edu/calendar. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at TXAMIU.